is on. The Price is Right. And now, here's the star of The Price is Right, Bob Barker.
Thank you very much. Welcome to The Price is Right. Welcome to the fastest moving hour in television. Here we go. Here's the first item up for bids on our show.
It's a brass David. From Wesley Allen, a Plymouth twin sofa with head riser and mattress, a family heirloom from the first day of ownership. Fashioned from pure brass, finely detailed hand craftsmanship, the finish requires no polishing from Wesley Allen.
I want you to bid on that in dollars because we round off our retail prices to the nearest dollar. Lisa, what do you bid?
$750.
$750. Jody, it's your turn.
$550.
Shirley, what do you think?
$800.
$800?
Yes.
Very well. I want your bid, Michael, please. Michael, what's your bid?
$795.
He bid $795, and the actual retail price is $1,065. Shirley, you're the first winner today. You ran the wrong way. Shirley, you're the first winner today. Larry R. Oh, Shirley, the worst is over. Finding your way up here was the toughest part for you. But here you are, and now, Shirley, we're going to give you a chance to win this.
A pair of motorcycles. This is the Honda CM200, the small commuter-type bike that's freeway illegal. With electric starter, it's easy to handle, easy on the pocketbook. And for the safety-conscious cyclist, there's motorcycle helmets. Sports Company personalized KRW high performance competition and street motorcycle helmets with a hand-painted inscription of your choice from American Sports Company Incorporated. It's a prize package worth $2,796.
Those girls sat up there on those motorcycles so proudly with those helmets under their arms, they looked like Baron von Richthofen up there, didn't they? You're going to play the grocery game, Shirley.
My favorite.
Is it your favorite game?
Shop.
That's good. I'm going to give you a chance to shop for these products. John, what are these products today?
Well, Bob, first, Scrubby, tough scouring pad and sponge. Scrubs faster, lasts longer than steel wool. No rust, no splinters, gentle to hands, old cedar Scrubby. Cadbury milk chocolate. One taste and you'll get carried away because only this big, thick chocolate bar is so rich, so creamy, so Cadbury. Arm & Hammer baking soda costs less than most deodorizers, so get two, one to deodorize the refrigerator, one for the freezer. And you can take a break from dishwashing with Chinette disposable tableware. Chinette plates and platters and bowls combine super strength with the look of fine china. And you love Tootsie Pop, so you love Tootsie Pop Drops, the hard candy with a Tootsie Roll center. Yes, we filled the hole with Tootsie Roll.
Shirley, if this is your favorite game, I'll bet you could explain it for someone who's seeing it for the first time. How do you play the grocery game?
Okay, first you have to get between $6.75 and $7 to win.
That's right.
And the way you go about that is choosing one of each price as much as you want, as long as you don't go over $7, which is
$7.01. Right. You do know how to play the game. What do you want to buy?
Okay, first I want to buy the paper plates, the Chinettes.
You want how many?
Give me five.
Five. She wants five of those. $1.09. Five is how much? $5.45. That was a good buy. Now you're $1.55 away from $7.
Okay. I'm $1.55.
$1.55.
Give me one Scrubby.
One Scrubby. That Scrubby is 68 cents. What's her total? Your total is $6.13. Now you are just 87 cents away from $7. But remember, you win at six. Now, Shirley, listen to me for just a moment. You win at $6.75, and you are only 62 cents away from $6.75.
Okay.
So spend between 62 and 87 cents, and you win.
Give me two.
What do you want, Shirley?
Candy? Okay, give me a. Three Tootsie Pops.
How many?
Three.
Three. Three. Each one is 20 cents. How much is three? 60 cents for a total of 673. Now, Shirley, what'd you say?
Forget it.
Well, you can't spend more than 27 cents, so pick out the least expensive of the two remaining products and give it a try anyway. These are the only two things you can buy. One of those, is that what you want?
Yeah.
Just one. That is 47 cents, and over she goes, 720. How much was this? This was 99 cents. You're right about the least expensive of the two.
Thank
Shirley,
you,
I am sorry it didn't work out better, but I hope you had fun.
I did.
Good enough. We'll wrap up another pricing game and have more fun after these words. The name of our next player is...
Alice Rigetti. Come on down. You're the next contestant on the Pricing Right.
Hello, Alice Rigetti. Let's show them the next item up for bids. Listen, listen. Here it comes. Here it comes.
It's a handy microwave oven. Norelco microwave oven. Three simple controls allow quick, easy time and temperature controlled cooking. Automatic keep warm and defrost cycles too from Norelco. And to the winner of this oven goes a selection of Castle and Cook products, including Dole bananas, fresh and canned pineapple, fresh mushrooms, and bumblebee seafoods.
Bidder number one is Alice. She bids $500. What do you bid, Michael?
$525.
He bids $525, and over we go to Lisa. $540. Jody, give me your bid.
$575.
$575. One of you has won $100 for a bid that is right on the nose. It is the contestant who bid $500. It is Alice. Alice, come right up here. Reach into that $100 pocket there. Reach into that $100 pocket and pull out your bonus. There you are.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, Alice, nice things have only begun for you. You have $100 and a chance to win that.
A new car! A new Pontiac front-wheel drive Phoenix coupe with advanced engineering for better gas mileage. A new transverse mounted engine for roominess, new function, new flair, the Pontiac Phoenix. It comes equipped with accent stripes, steel belted radial white stripe tires, custom exterior group, tinted glass, remote mirror, wire wheel covers, automatic transmission, and rear floor mats.
Alice, the first number and the price of that car is right there, the second there, the third there, and the fourth there, but we're not going to worry about those for just a moment. I am going to present you with a gift. The gift is right here. John, tell her about that gift, please.
Right, Bob. It's American Tourister Strong Lightweight Luggage. Good-looking protection that keeps your clothes looking good. American Tourister, the only way to travel.
And the price tag says $68, and that means that a 6 or an 8 is the first number in the price of the car. Which one is it?
8.
She says it is an 8. Will you light up an 8, please? Now I have another gift for you here, Alice. Look at this beautiful thing and listen.
A heavy-duty tap and built-in dishwasher featuring two stainless steel revolving spray arms, 10-timer selections, porcelain enamel tub and door liner from Tappan Appliances.
The price here is $330, meaning that a 3 or a 0 is the next digit in the price of the car. Which one is it?
3.
Number 3, gentlemen, for my friend Alice. Number 3 it is. Now, these gifts are yours. You understand that?
These are?
This is yours. And that is yours. Did you understand that?
No.
They are yours.
Oh.
Certainly. We're not playing a game for those. I'm presenting them to you. That's not all. I'm going to give you these chairs. Listen. Listen.
A pair of recliners, the Manzanilla recliner chair. Soft comfort combined with contemporary styling sets this recliner apart from all others. Adjustable headrest allows enjoyment for both short and tall from Easy Rest Incorporated.
Price of the chair is $744. Do you believe a 7 or a 4 is the next number in the price of the car, Alice? Number 7. Will you light up the 7 for Alice, please? And will you bring out another gift for Alice, please? And will you tell her about that gift, please?
Will do, Bob. Your Narcos Happy Cooker. Kettle-style barbecue, vented lid, colorful porcelain finished, ashes disposed from special catcher. Happy Cooker by your Narcos.
There you can see that it's $60. Do you want to put a zero or a six down there as the last digit in the price of the car? A zero. Now, you have a price of $8,370. If you wish, you may change any one of the numbers, or all of them, or leave them as they are. What do you want to do, Alice?
I guess they said change the 8 to the 6.
You want to do that? Change that 8 to a 6, will you please? Alice? I do believe that if you had not done that, there would have been several people in the audience have strokes.
Oh, really?
I do. Apoplexy was rampant in the audience. They were desperate to have you change that 8 to a 6.
Yeah.
Now you have a price of $6,370. I have given you $1,202 worth of prizes, and they are indeed yours. You can indeed take them and split, or you can try to win the car. If you have every number right, you'll win the car and these gifts. But if you've made even one mistake, you don't get the car. And what?
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing is what you get. You lose these. Now, what do you want to do?
Go for the car.
You're going to go for the car. She is going to go for the car, whether y'all like it or not. She's going for the car. Is it a six? It's a six. I would like to have heard the reaction of this audience if that had been an 8.
I'd have killed him.
What?
I'd have killed him.
I wouldn't blame you. Is that a 3? Yes, that's a 3. How do you like this game so far?
Okay.
Okay. How about that 7? That is a 7. That is a 7. Now, if that's a 0, you win the car. And you win $1,202 worth of prize.
Wow.
Yeah. If that's... You've never won a car before, have you?
No.
Never in your life. Never won a car. Well, you will if that's a 0. What's the biggest prize you've ever won?
I don't know.
I wonder, is it time for a commercial right now? Is it a commercial? No, do we have time to finish the game? You're sure? I don't want to run... the commercials are important to a show. All right, is that a 0? Yes! You win that. Congratulations. Go right over there and pick up the key. Alice won a car. We'll be back with another game after this message. Who is that next player, John?
Bob, it's Joe Louis. Come on down. You're the next contestant on the Prize Drive.
Welcome to Contestant's Row, Joe. Here's the next item up for bids, and the price is right.
A lovely dinette set. From Winston Furniture, the Stavia Collection. A five-piece mesh dining group, strong and rugged enough to withstand the weather, yet beautiful enough to entertain your most discriminating friends. From Winston Furniture Company.
Joe, what do you bid on it?
$450.
$450. Michael, give me your bid.
$400.
$400 even. Lisa, it's your turn.
Four and a quarter.
$400 and what?
$25.
$425. Jody?
$300.
She bids $300. The actual retail price is $376. Jody, I want you up here on this stage with me. Jody, I'm going to give you a chance to play a pricing game right over here. Come on, Jody. Right up here beside me, turn around and look at those two prizes.
A grandfather clock and a color TV. First, Ace Hardware's 15-inch color TV featuring all-channel remote control tuning and reliable 100% solid-state chassis in a walnut-finished decorator cabinet from Ace Hardware. Second is a grandfather clock. A pearl grandfather clock featuring melodious Westminster chimes and precision German movement in a hand-finished hardwood cabinet. You can make your family happy with a perfect family gift. The grandfather clock by Pearl.
And Jody, coming around on that turntable, we have the clock game. Do you know how to play the clock game?
No.
You do not know how? Well, I could wish that you had seen this, but if you have not, I am going to give you a chance to bid on the color television and only the television. You'll give me a bid. I'll say higher or lower. meaning that the retail price is higher or lower than your bid. Then you bid again, and you continue doing that, and win the television set as quickly as you can, and with the time remaining on the 30-second timer, you may bid on the clock. Now, let's show the price of the color television, please, and audience, don't shout it out. Now, the clock will start with your first bid on the color television. Jody, go.
$4.50.
Higher.
$5.
Higher.
$7.
Lower.
$6.
Lower.
$5.
Higher.
$5.50.
Lower.
$5.30.
Lower.
$5.20.
Lower.
$5.10.
Higher.
$5.15.
Higher.
$5.17.
That's it. $517. And for being a game that you don't know, you played that very well for not knowing this game. You really did. This game is much easier to play than some of the others when you've seen it. But when you haven't, it can be tough. You have 12 seconds left to win the clock. Let's show the price of the clock, please. And the clock will start with your first bid. Go.
$800.
Higher.
$1,000.
Lower.
$900.
Higher.
$950.
Higher.
$980.
Higher.
$990.
Higher.
$1,100.
Lower.
$995.
It's $999, but you were getting there. Jody, thank you for playing the clock game. Bye-bye. Showcase Showdown after these words. Spin that wheel, Jody, and win yourself $11,000. Contestant nearest to $1 without going over will be in the showcase on The Price is Right this day. Jody, you have about 20 cents. You may spin again. If you go over a dollar total, you're out of the game. You want to spin again? She doesn't want to talk about it. She's going to spin again. 20 cents in her first spin. This is spin number two for Jody. 20 cents in her first spin, and in her second spin, she has one dime. You have 30 cents total. Take your place under the scoreboard. Step over here, Shirley, and spin that wheel and see if you can beat that 30 cents. See if you can beat that 30 cents. You get a dollar, we'll give you $1,000 and a bonus spin for as much as $10,000 more. Shirley, you have, in your first spin, about 85 cents. You're not going to spin anymore, are you? No. She's the leader now with 85 cents, but look out, here comes one of our newer automobile owners. Spin it, Alice. There you go. She's just won a car. Now she wants to get a hold of some money to buy gasoline. Got to beat 85 cents. Alice, here comes that dollar. Alice, here comes that dollar. Alice. You did it. You won $1,000. You win $1,000. Congratulations. Boy, that was close. That tried to go right on by. Now, I'm going to give you one spin. Spin it hard because you don't get a second spin and it must go all the way around. One of the green sections, $5,000. A dollar, $10,000. Spin that wheel. Oh, you're trying something fancy here now, and it didn't work. No, it went on by. Alice, you won $1,000, though, and you're going to be in the showcase, and we'll be back after these words. John, who is our next player?
Bob, it's Karen Jimerson. Come on down. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right.
I tell you, there are three people in that row who will never walk again. You are all over their feet.
My mother, my
Karen, sister. You are in contestants' row, and this is the next item up for bids on our show.
It's a new range. Magic Chef's double oven range with continuous cleaning upper oven and self-cleaning lower oven. Bake and roast at the same time. More space for big pots and digital clock with timer from Magic Chef Home Appliances.
Karen, you get to bid on that first.
$625.
Joe. I'll take $750.
You say $750. What do you say, Michael?
$900.
$900. What do you think, Lisa?
$800.
$800. The actual retail price of the prize is $806. Lisa is a winner. Lisa is a winner. She missed that only $6. She almost won a $100 bonus. Lisa, look what we have back here for you to win.
A beautiful armoire. For the discriminating home decorator, this handsome two-piece armoire, originally designed for the bedroom, can also be used in the living room or entry hall, and it has interior illumination.
Now, the price of that prize is right here. The two belongs where it is, and the five belongs where it is, but the nine, the zero, or the seven should be removed. The remaining numbers will squeeze together. If that's the price, you own that prize. You want me to take out the nine, the zero, or the seven?
The nine.
The nine is gone. It squeezes together at $2,075, and if that's the price, you are a winner. It is $2,075. You are a winner. Well done. You bet. Hey, there's more Price is Right coming up.
Stay tuned for more pricing games on the fabulous showcases coming up on the second half of the Price is Right.
How many of you folks in our studio audience are from out of town? Now, I mean way out of town, not Canoga Park or Pomona. How many of you? All right, let me ask you a question, and I want you to answer honestly. You had no trouble getting tickets for the show, did you? Because you wrote for tickets before you came to town. I want to point that out. You know, a lot of you are headed west. Write for tickets before you come out here, and you get priority. You'll get tickets before folks right here in Hollywood will. Where are you from, Michael?
San Diego.
San Diego, you probably had more trouble getting tickets than your mother-in-law who's visiting you out here.
We got them all together.
What?
We got them all together.
Your mother-in-law got them before she came out.
Yeah.
Where does she live?
She lives in Sunnymead.
As I started to say, here's the next item up for bids on The Price is Right.
Not yet, Bob.
No?
We need a player.
Oh, John, I forgot all about that.
Betty Dawson, come on down.
I thought when I turned around and suddenly said that, Chuck, the cameraman, was standing there looking off into space, you know. He leapt to his camera. Betty, I almost overlooked you.
You did.
Have you ever been overlooked before?
Yes.
Have you? Nothing new in your life. Now,
Bob.
Here's the next item up for bid.
It's a new bar globe. A globe bar on wheels, imported from Italy. The Scarello bar makes beverages available around the world. With plenty of storage space, easy to move from place to place. The Scarello rolling bar.
Overlook Betty bids first.
$275.
Karen?
$400.
$400. Joe?
$525.
And Michael?
Three and a quarter.
What do you say?
$325.
The actual retail price is $550. The winner is Joe. The winner is Joe. Right over here, Joe. Now, you know, I'm proud of you. You must be a pretty bright young man because you started out of there immediately. You knew all the other bids and you knew your bid. Do you know that's not easy? You think that's so easy. You try that at home. Get four people to bid on something, then just suddenly say, who's the winner? Joe knew he... you probably were going to start up here no matter who the winner was, weren't you, Joe? Joe, now that you're here, why don't you win that?
A new living room group. From the Elite Upholstery Company, a leather-made living room. Genuine leather where it counts on cushion, seat, and arms. Sides and back are look-alike Nogahide. Leather mace from Elite Upholstery. And while relaxing in your living room, you can enjoy music on this disco stereo. It's the disco jukebox from Morse Electrophonic with multicolored disco lights that flash to the beat of the music. An AM-FM stereo, automatic record changer, and 8-track tape player from Morse Electrophonic. It's a prize package worth $2,357.
Joe, you'll win it if you do not miss the prices of these three prizes by more than $25 total. John, what are these three prizes?
Well, Bob, first, the Jericho Dryer, 1,200 watts of power and a compact, lightweight blow dryer. It's one of the world's smallest from Andis, serving professional hairstylists since 1922. Second, a 22-piece Master Mechanic multi-drive socket set, complete with fitted box, exclusively from True Value Hardware Stores. And third, Mr. Coffee, America's number one coffee maker. Now you can enjoy perfect coffee brewed the way only Mr. Coffee can brew it.
Now, I want you to tell me the price of that dryer. If you're right, that mountain climber will not budge. But if you're wrong, he will move one step for every dollar that you miss the price of the dryer. How much is the dryer, Joe?
$21.
He says that dryer is $21. Is that dryer $21? No. Watch that mountain climber. I don't think you missed it much. I think you're going to be all right. I'm losing confidence. I think you've missed it a lot. I think you're in trouble. No, only $8. How much is it? It's $13. How much is the socket set?
$18.
He says it's $18. Is he right? No, the buzzer couldn't wait to say no. You're wrong. And the audience didn't like that estimate of the price either. He's up to 15. Now, he can take 10 steps more safely. No, is he stopped on 18. How much is that socket set? $28. All right, he's sitting there on 18. He can move 7 steps more. Don't miss that coffee maker by more than $7. How much is it?
$45.
Is that right? Is it right? Yes, it's exactly right. You win. The mountain climber stays where he is. Well done, Joe. A superior performance. We will return following this brief pause. All right, the next item up for bid.
No. No.
You want to do it again, don't you, huh? All right, do it again.
Kimmy Shanahan, come on down. You're the next contestant on the prize of work.
Howdy, Kimmy. Look at the next item up for bids on The Price is Right.
New water skiing equipment with vests and jackets. From O'Brien International, a complete water skiing package for the whole family includes combo pair skis, top grade slalom water ski, vinyl ski vest and windbreaker for before and after skiing.
Kimmy, will you give me the first bid on that?
$225.
Now, Michael, before you bid, I want to have a little talk with you. Michael, listen to me for a moment.
All right.
Now, you've been down there since the show... Will you be quiet for a minute? You've been down there since the show began, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
And you've taken every bid from your mother-in-law and assorted relatives out there, haven't you?
Yes.
And you're still in contestant's row. Now, does that tell you anything about what they're doing to you, Michael? Now, do you want to bid this one yourself, or do you want to listen to them?
I'll bid it myself.
You're going to show the world you're a man.
That's right.
Yes. You are a United States sailor, aren't you?
Coast Guard.
You are proud of the heritage of our Navy, are you not? Mm-hmm. With such heroes as John Paul Jones, Chester Nimitz.
I think there's in the Navy.
Wild Bull Halsey. You can handle this yourself. You better ask your mother-in-law. I don't think you know what you're talking about. No, what do you bid, Michael?
$375.
$375. Now, what are you all applauding about if that is his own bid? You said that? Your mother-in-law said she gave
win.
You that bid.
I can't win.
No, you haven't so far. That's right. Betty, what do you bid?
$310.
$310 is her bid. Karen?
$376.
What do you bid?
$376.
$376. The actual retail price, $426. Karen took it right out of poor old Michael's life. Oh, Michael. Thank you, Karen. Yes. Now, Karen, you have won your way up on stage, but I do indeed hope that you continue winning.
Uh-huh.
Because if you do, you'll end up with this.
A new car! This is the exciting Spirit DL two-door liftback from American Motors. This car comes with all the standard equipment plus these options. Glass-belted radial tires, rally side stripes, tinted glass, visibility groups, spoke-style wheels, automatic transmission, power disc brakes, conversion group, and air shock absorbers. Bob?
Karen, tell me, do you know how to play the money game?
Yes, I do.
You have to pick out the first two numbers and the last two numbers in the price. Now, if you don't, and we put them over here, and you fill those four spaces first, you don't win the car. What do you want to start with?
55.
55 is her first choice. Will we find a picture of the front of the car or the back of the car? No, we'll find a picture of a dollar sign. Okay, you win $55. Now what do you want?
$49.
And there we have another dollar sign. You have won $49 more. Now what do you want?
52.
52, right down here, and behind that is the front of the car. Now you need the last two numbers in the price of the car, and you win the car.
94.
94, right in the middle, and we have $94 more for you. You have $198, but let me point out, stay right over here by me, would you please? Let me point out that you have only one space left down there. So you must be right this time or you win only money. Last two numbers in the price of the car. What are they, Karen? What makes you think they know any more about this than you do?
61.
Okay. Karen looked out there. She got that 61 from somebody who does not know what they're talking about. Oh, Karen. How much did you win? You won $259. Now, what did she need, audience? 76? No, wrong about that. 88? No, you're wrong about that. 37? No, wrong about that. She needed that little old 20 right up there in the corner. There's that picture she was looking for. Karen, thank you for being on our show. Bye-bye. We're going to roll out the big wheel and spin away after these words. Righto, and Lisa and Karen and I are most impressed with Joe here. We have found out he's an athlete, and he is a pole vaulter, which is one of the most demanding of all events in track and field, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sure. And you have to be a bit of a tumbler. You have to be very strong through the... Just feel that muscle there. Feel it. Go ahead. That's all right. You. And that's... Yeah. Very solid. And you have to be fast. You have to get up a good head of steam before you put the pole into the...
box.
And you do all those things very well. And so you have been able to vault how high?
15 feet.
Which is very good.
That's pretty good.
What class are you in? Freshman, sophomore?
Freshman.
Only a freshman,
yeah.
Just out of high school and doing 15 feet.
Mm-hmm.
That's very good. Yes, that's very, very good. Now, you may win $11,000 before we're through here. You may win $11,000 before we're through here, and you may win $11,000. How? Get $1 on the wheel, you win $1,000, and you get a chance to spin for $10,000 more. Not only that, one of you, the one who is nearest to $1 without going over, will be in the showcase where an awful lot of very nice things can happen. Karen, spinneth the wheel, please. There she go. Boy, listen, you could do a pole vaulter yourself. You really whip that thing around there.
Come on, either go or slow. What are you going to do?
What did you say?
Go or slow. Where is it at?
It's right here on 70, and it stopped. Now, you want to spin again or stay on 70?
I'm going to stay.
You're going to stay? I don't blame you. There's a good chance of going over there. 70 cents. All right, Lisa. Step over there. Spin that wheel. Got to beat 70 cents. Lisa has spun. And Lisa, it looks to me as if you have about 85 cents. You do. 85 cents. You're going to stay on 85. Now, after this big buildup about what an athlete you are, I mean, the buildup that I gave you, I hope you can get that thing all the way around at least once. Here's the pole. Oh, look at that. 85 cents is what you have to beat. Joe? I think this thing's going 15 feet. Here comes the dollar. Here comes the dollar. Oh. 35 cents. Spin it again, Joe. You have to beat 85 cents. 35 cents in his first spin. This is his second spin. He has to beat 85 cents. Will he do it? Will he do it? 35 plus what? 35 plus 60 would be very good. No, Joe, it didn't happen for you. Good luck with the pole vault. Bye-bye, Joe.
Hey, Lisa, you won your second showcase showdown. You're going to be in the showcase today.
Now, let's watch this. Alice, you are the top winner in today's showcase, which should come as no great surprise to you, because as I recall, you won an automobile.
Yeah.
And you won $1,000 in the first showcase showdown. That car was $6,730 or something like that, plus $1,000. You've done pretty well.
Yeah.
Could you loan a guy a buck?
Oh, I might.
You might, huh? You are the runner-up in today's showcase, Lisa. Each of you will have a showcase of beautiful prizes to bid on. And the one of you who bids nearer to the retail price of your own showcase without going over will win all the prizes in the showcase. But if you are the winner and you are less than $100 away from the retail price of your own showcase, you win both showcases. Now, Alice, you can bid on this first showcase, but Lisa, she may pass it over to you, so you be alert over there. Lisa, Alice, look at showcase number one.
Your showcase features prizes brought to you by our Price is Right Travel Bureau. And here's our model, Diane, stopping by the Travel Bureau to pick up some suggestions. Holly, the travel agent, has lots of ideas and hands her a brochure filled with pictures of the bullfights found in Spain.
Oh, wow.
We'll fly two of your round-trip air coach from Los Angeles to Spain, where a six-night stay for two with meals at the exciting Hotel Melia Castilla in the heart of fascinating Madrid. Offers 1,000 luxury rooms and excels service and cuisine in an atmosphere where you'll feel the vibrancy of life, the Hotel Melia Castilla. Well, Diane likes the bullfights, but explains that she'd like to see more, so Holly quickly hands over another booklet showing the Colosseum found only in Italy. It's on to Rome, Italy for a six-night stay. Modified American plan at the Hotel Atlante in Rome. You'll enjoy a lovely room with private terrace and delicious meals with a Roman and international flavor located within walking distance of St. Peter's, the Hotel Atlante of Rome. Well, now, before Diane can say a word, Holly pulls out another pamphlet with a shot of the Eiffel Tower in France. Paris, France, for a six-night stay at the exciting Paris Sheraton, with a view of Notre Dame, Arc de Triomphe, and other sights of the City of Light. The Paris Sheraton is located in picturesque Montparnasse, renowned for its artist colony and romantic tradition. Now, before Diane can decide, Holly, being an ace travel agent, hands Diane a flyer on safaris from that exotic, faraway continent, Africa! From Paris, your next stop is Kenya in East Africa, where you'll spend three nights at the spectacular Nairobi Hilton. It features a heated swimming pool, landscaped roof garden, luxurious rooms, and central location in the heart of the shopping district, the Nairobi Hilton. And then you're off on a five-day visit to the interior, where you'll visit two deluxe Hilton game lodges, Taita Hills Lodge, where you can relax at the swimming pool and enjoy lush gardens. And then to Salt Lick Lodge, where you can view elephants, zebras, and lions. And this showcase, in which Diane has decided to go everywhere that Holly suggested, can be yours if the price is right.
Alice, my question for you is, are you a bidden or are you a passer?
I'm going to pass.
You're going to pass this to Lisa. Lisa, all of these trips can be yours. What do you bid in the showcase?
$7,500.
$7,500 is her bid on that showcase. Now, Alice, are you ready to have a look at your showcase?
Yeah.
Let's show her her showcase.
Your showcase is filled with things for a playroom.
Oh, wow.
First, a bumper pool table. Hours of fun for the entire family. Featuring professional billiard cloth, live rubber cushions, genuine one-piece slate bed. Also includes playing equipment. And you'll enjoy relaxing in front of this projection TV.
Ooh.
From Sir Anthony James, the Mirage Home Video Theater, the widescreen viewing screen, completely washable, and is four times larger than a standard 25-inch screen. And to make special treats, you'll love this soda fountain. From Carbonated Systems, the Home Beverage Center, everything you need to dispense carbonated beverages, including club soda and soft drinks. Family fun from Carbonated Systems. And when you feel like a little music, you can enjoy it in this stereo chair. A stereo chamber chair and ottoman from Listening Environment. You'll love the way it sounds. A music within an environment undisturbed by outside interference. Stereo chamber and ottoman by Listening Environment. And finally, for outdoor playing around, there's a dune buggy.
Oh, wow.
This dune buggy has a 1600cc dual-port motor and quartz driving lights, buggy with antenna and light, chrome exhaust system, spoke wheels, and candy red paint. And this showcase can be yours if the price is right.
Alice, you can have a dune buggy to go with that new automobile you've already won. What do you bid on your showcase?
$7,000.
$7,000 even. That's her bid in her showcase. And we will come back and check the retail prices of the showcases after we check on this. Alice, I think that I shall begin with you. Your bid in your showcase is $7,000. Alice, the actual retail price of your showcase is $11,218, a difference of $4,218. Lisa must be closer than 4,218 without going over to win her showcase. Her bid is $7,500. Lisa, the actual retail price of your showcase is $7,206. You're just over an Alice win. Alice won $20,415 in prizes. Bob Barkerson, goodbye, everybody.
This is Johnny Olson speaking for The Price is Right, a Mark Goodson, Bill Todman production. Please stay tuned for Search for Tomorrow, 1 half hour from now on most of these CBS stations.